Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I continue my conversation with Danielle Pettit-Majeski, Administrator of Washington County Public Health, speaking about the Zika virus.
And what do people need to do to prevent getting Zika?
Well, if you are not traveling to those areas of the world that I mentioned, you're likely fine. If you are, you know, you would want to do a lot of the similar things that we talk about for West Nile, you know, wearing long sleeves, you know, putting on the protective bug spray.
And you talked about how it's transmitted by a mosquito bite. How do people diagnose that if a mosquito bite, I mean, they heal and you don't see them anymore?
Right. So what you are going to look for is the symptoms. And so only 1 in 5 people who are infected with Zika actually become ill. So the most common symptoms are fever, rash, joint pain, and conjunctivitis or red eyes. Other symptoms, muscle pain and headache. Now, what that can look like is something that we've had a scare of in the last year is measles. You know, you've got the red eyes, the rash. So we don't know the incubation period, so the time that the individual is bitten by a mosquito to when they're showing symptoms, but it's likely to be a few days to about a week. And so they are asking, healthcare providers should be asking about travel within the last 14 days. The symptoms are usually mild. They can last several days to a week.
And then what do people need to do to prevent getting Zika if they are traveling?
If they are traveling, you would want to do a lot of the things that you would do to prevent West Nile here in Iowa. So use of repellent, you know, wearing long sleeves, long pants, permethrin on clothing, or you could also use clothing that's been treated with permethrin. Mosquito nets. So similar to what you might do if there was a outbreak of malaria, is you would want to sleep under a mosquito net so that you're not getting bitten. But these types of mosquitoes do usually typically bite during the day. So definitely using that repellent, pants, long sleeve shirts.
So just the typical things you would do to prevent a mosquito bite either way.
Correct. Yes.
And as it gets warmer, which is hard to think about right now with all this cold weather, is it likely to come to Iowa as the mosquitoes move around or people travel?
So because we have, you know, travel by air, there's always the possibility of transmission. So we have the type of mosquito in Iowa that could carry Zika virus. So what could happen is either, you know, a mosquito gets on a plane, I mean, truthfully, and comes back with you, or somebody has been infected while they've traveled. They come back to the States. They get bitten by a mosquito here, and that mosquito can then infect other humans. So, and then that would be how it would spread. So it's hard to, you know, pinpoint how that would go, especially if there's not travel. But if we started to see Zika in humans in Iowa or in the States that have not traveled, then that would be indicative of it having either traveled here or in an infected person.
So that's just another reminder when it warms up to get rid of any standing water.
Yes, getting rid of standing water, you know, clearing up trash, you know, those are perfect breeding grounds for mosquitoes. I mean, and that's also going to obviously protect from other things such as West Nile. So definitely getting rid of standing water.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with Danielle Pettit-Majeski, Administrator of Washington County Public Health, speaking about the Zika virus. This is part 2 of a 2-part interview. To hear the first part of our conversation, visit kciiradio.com. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.